Hey everyone, welcome back to the Jamie Star Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me for another episode. So my guest today is a social media content creator. My guest today is Maya Reese. Have you always, like, really loved social media?
I'm going to say yes and no. I think at the beginning I didn't like social media just because I consider myself a private person. So I used to be like, why are you guys posting where you're at? Why are you posting your food? Like, why? But once I really got into it, I was able to, I guess, notice how important it is and notice the value of it. And I feel like nowadays, anybody can really get on social media and you can create your entire own platform, your entire own, like, you can do anything you want on social media. And so now it's great to see people quit their job to go become an influencer or to run, you know, work in social. So I love social media now, but before it wasn't really my thing.
Yeah. When did you know that you wanted to, like, pursue social media as part of your profession?
So growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a reporter in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. So I used to do, like, in high school, I wrote for the newspaper, and then I was a movie critic for a local theater. But that was all online. Once I got to college, I dived more into radio, and then I eventually got into television. But I realized I wanted to work in social media when they kept asking, like, okay, what do you want to do next? Like, what kind of journalism do you want to do? Is it TV, radio, print? I was like, I want to do social. I want to do digital, because when breaking news happens, we're all running to grab our phone to look on Instagram, look on Twitter, mm-hmm. and then get the quickest update versus everything else. You have to wait a little bit for the actual news to come out. Mm-hmm. So I knew realistically, it's like social media is a big part of our day, whether people like it or not. And that's why I was like, I would rather work in social because it's just more fun too.
Yeah, for sure. What has been something that has taken you by surprise about the professional side of social media?
Oh, that's a good question. I think one thing is that you got to think about, like, within the job force, a lot of people now are people who have worked at these companies for years and they're just now learning social media. They're just now trying to make the shift. So at a lot of companies, they might talk like, yo, what up, you know, like super young lingo, but mm-hmm. the actual person running it will be like a 40-year-old white man. It's like, you don't talk like this on your day-to-day, but they know how to adjust to their audience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what exactly is a social media manager?
A social media manager is a million jobs in one. So you're a producer, you're often an editor, you just do a lot of stuff essentially. So like for me as a social media manager, I'm the lead currently for the women's page at my job for overtime. I used to run the main overtime men's page, but about a year in, I switched over to women to help grow that vertical. And as a social media manager, you essentially have to do every single thing for that page to make it the best thing ever. And right now, social media is so big because when you want to know what a company is, you'll go online, you'll search them. And yeah. Say, oh, let me look at their Instagram. Let me look at their Twitter. Let me look at their Facebook. So we represent the brand, and the first eyes in relation to a brand come to the social pages first. Mm-hmm. So social media manager, you have to brainstorm ideas all the time. You have to figure out, okay, what sort of things are we pushing this month? So it's like, it might be we want to cover these events or we want to sell this merchandise. Like, I have to work with our sales team often because they'll say like, okay, we have this paid partnership with this company. I want you to write up all the different things because you know the tone of this page and it's yeah. your voice. So can you help us with these 10 things as we partner with, you know, the Army or with Buick or Ford, like a bunch of different companies. We have to write up those sorts of copies. And then let's say if your brand is selling clothes, like I'll have to partner with our fashion department to mm-hmm. then help them say, okay, like here's how we should launch these hoodies and these sweats and yeah. these t-shirts. And then you have to go all day on social media trying to curate content and finding viral moments before they're viral. So mm-hmm. like I have to be on TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, like Reddit. I'm on all the socials all day long scrolling, trying to find things from my page before other places find it, so that way I can be the first to post it before someone else posts it and get millions of views. So social media managers, we're always on our phone scrolling, trying to find new things to publish. And then also I would say, at least for me specifically, I run the women's page. So as a social media manager, I'm always trying to find a way to highlight other women.
Oh, I love that. So,
yeah, and so like it's a sports page, so I'll be looking at young high school athletes. Of course, we're going to cover our featured athletes that, like, we have a list of who we always, like, any of their updates we have to post.
Yeah.
But also try to find the athlete who doesn't have a lot of followers or who isn't in, you know, a popular city or a popular state. I want to find the athlete from Montana or Oregon, like, that no one isn't really talking about, but they're putting up crazy numbers or they have this wild story that they overcame. You know, just trying to find ways to highlight other girls that are doing amazing things, but people don't really acknowledge them as much as they should.
Yeah. What is something that you've learned from being a social media manager that you'll take with you, like, from in the future?
One thing I would say I've just learned is that I think everyone has a voice, but nowadays with media companies, everyone isn't heard. Mm-hmm. So as a social media manager, like I said, I'm always trying to find people who are not publicized often, who aren't really heard, who are just out there doing amazing things in the world, but no one notices them. I'm always trying to find them and then spotlight them.
Yeah.
So as someone who runs such a big page, whether I used to run the page with like 8 million followers, now we're at like 600,000 followers, like with running different pages, one thing that I'll always keep in the back of my mind is like, how can I help another woman somewhere who's on her grind, doing her stuff daily, just trying to see how I can reach out in any way, shape, or form to uplift them.
Yeah. Have you always loved journalism?
Yeah, for sure. I would say even when I was little, like my mom's an author. So growing up, if I got in trouble, I would have to write an essay about what I did, why it was wrong, why I'll never do it again, things like that. So I was always writing. And so that kind of put the bug in me. And then when I was probably like maybe 15, me and my mom wrote a book together.
Oh, that's so cool.
It was really fun because that's what she does all the time. So it was almost like a take your kid to work day kind of thing. But I would say I've always known that I love to write. And so now as writing can be done in many different ways. So I can write and then it just be published online, but you can also write a script for radio, write a script for TV, write a script for social. So my main bug is just storytelling.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always try to find a job where I can do that in different ways.
Yeah, for sure. What do you love or what do you enjoy most about lending your voice to the radio?
That's a really good question. I would say radio is fun just because you can't see me.
Mm-hmm.
I say that because I used to be a TV news reporter, and in TV, it would be like, okay, I'm going live at this time. Let me make sure my hair is done, my makeup is done, like make sure that I look perfect for the camera so that way when the viewers are watching,
they'll
be like, oh, wow, she presents herself so well. But what's fun about radio is that you can't see me, so you don't know if I'm tall, you don't know if I'm black, if I'm white, if I'm old, if I'm young. Like, you can make some judgment of my voice, but for the most part, you don't really know who I am. You just hear the story that I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
So one thing about radio is that it definitely helps with your writing skills, because all I can do is listen to what you're saying and not be preoccupied looking at you.
Yeah. Who have been some of your favorite people that you've gotten to interview in your career thus far?
That's a good question. I would say the first person that comes to my mind is Bomani Jones. I interviewed him right before he got his big TV deal for ESPN. And I would say that was just really fun because as a woman in sports, you always have to look to other people that are like above you in your industry. But I felt like in that interview, he wasn't talking to me like he wasn't mansplaining, as they say. Like, he was talking to me as if I was his equal, as if we had the same amount of knowledge about the sports world, and he didn't judge in any way, shape, or form. And so it was really fun because he is now a big figure. He has like book deals and podcasts and TV shows and all that. But at the time, he was just himself. He was just Romani. And it was fun to be able to interview him and get to know him before he took off, because then it's like, now I can see him all the time and cheer him on.
Yeah. It's like so cool when you like interview somebody, because I know the feeling too when you interview somebody and they're like kind of a small name, and then they all of a sudden they become like a bigger name and you're like, oh, I interviewed them, I know them.
Yeah, for sure. And I got to interview the director / producer of one of my favorite movies, so that was fun. So my favorite movie is Roll Bounce, just because growing up I used to roller skate all the time.
Yeah,
so I grew up roller skating, and my elementary school had like a roller skating contest. When the movie came out, I won the contest. Like, I really loved that movie.
Yeah.
And then when I was in college, the producer / director came on campus. And since I was like a TV reporter, I got to interview him. And it was fun because I told him, I'm like, you don't even know how I felt recognized when you made this movie. And it was based out of Chicago, made in Chicago. I'm from Chicago. Mm-hmm. So I was telling him, I'm like, you really like changed my life. And he was like, oh my God, I had no idea. And it was really fun.
I love that. I love that. What do you love most about podcasting?
What do I love most about podcasting? I think for my job, like Overtime is a sports company, mm-hmm. but our podcasts aren't all sports focused. So for me, podcasting is fun because we do shorter podcasts, so it's not long form, mm-hmm. but it'll be like short topics. And for me, that's fun because I'll just sit there and draft a list. And so I'll write maybe 15 super trendy sports topics, but then I'll write 15 random and like 15 crazy questions and then 15 food related questions. Mm-hmm. And then you can just record, boom, 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 boom. So for me, podcasting is fun because it's not long form content. Well, at my job specifically, it's not long form content, but also you can talk about literally anything and people will still watch, and then it can potentially go viral.
I love that. What has working at Fox News taught you about like this field?
Fox News taught me that you can work at a place whether or not it aligns with your political views. And so it kind of showed me like, your job is your job, and that's it. Nothing more, nothing less. So I would have to go in, and I worked at Fox News when Donald Trump was in office, and so we often had to cover him and the different things that he was saying, and whether I agreed with it or not, it's like, I have to write this story with mm-hmm. zero bias, and I have to cover this information. I have to go to the State of the Union. Like, I have to go to these rallies, and I was put out of my comfort zone, but at the end of the day, I kept thinking, well, this is my job, so I'm here to work. So it kind of showed me, like, at the end of the day, you should be able to separate who you are as a person from your title and your duties every day.
Yeah. Do you know Taylor Crews?
I don't think so, but I might have to see a picture.
Yeah, she still works for Fox News, but she's been at Fox News for a few years now. Okay. I've interviewed her. She's awesome.
I was on their late night show with Shannon Bream.
I'll have to ask her what show she was on, but yeah, I was just wondering because you guys both were in the Fox New York family. Mm-hmm. What are some of your favorite movies?
Don't judge, but my, like, the first thing that comes to mind, I love Mean Girls.
Oh, great movie.
When it came out, it was everything. It's hilarious, and it's based, like, the story is written about a suburb of Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago, so definitely, I love Mean Girls. And then as of late, I just love a lot of things that Netflix has been pushing out. So mm-hmm. like, I love watching their like weird sci-fi kind of movies. So like how they have like Black Mirror, the show has a movie, or like What Happened to Monday. Like, I like movies where it's suspenseful and I'm on the edge of my seat. Like, oh my God, I don't know what's about to happen.
Yeah. What is your guilty pleasure?
The Kardashians. For sure. For sure. Just because I know when I'm watching, I'm like, oh, this is so stupid. Like, I'm not learning anything. But they're just so interesting because every single family member has their own life, their own business. And I am addicted.
I used to be addicted to them, but then I boycotted them.
Why?
Because they started boycotting them because there was this one fight that Courtney and Kim got into. They were fighting over who's going to be on the private jet with them. The personal trainer, the bodyguard, or the nanny.
Okay.
And I was just, and I was like, there's starving people in the world, and they're worried about who they're bringing on their private jet with them.
Yeah.
And that's when I boycotted them. Dang. I mean, they have cute kids.
Oh, for sure. They're all beautiful.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite meal of the day?
Breakfast.
Ooh.
I can eat breakfast at any time of the day.
Me too.
10 a.m., 7 a.m., 11 o'clock at night. Like, I always am down for eggs, bacon, cheese, grits, all that.
What is your favorite streaming platform?
That's a good question. I'm gonna have to say probably Netflix, just because I'm always on Netflix. I like how they're rolling out all these different reality TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
I like how today they dropped Love is Blind, and then they have, like, The Ultimatum, and they have Are You the One? Perfect Match. Like, there's so many reality dating shows that are just madness.
Mm-hmm. So, have you ever...
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite TV shows? Did I get to that question?
I think it depends on when you ask me, because I'm always streaming a new show. But I love Umbrella Academy. Have you seen that?
No.
You have to watch it. Okay, you have to watch it. I like Umbrella Academy, You, Money Heist. I'm trying to think if there's some. They're all on Netflix, though, so I usually just go down, like, the TV show top 10 and then find something. As long as it's suspenseful, I'm in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you a fan of creepy and scary things?
No.
Yeah, same.
I can't do scary movies. I can't do horror movies. Like, they give me the chills. I'm going to turn it off and walk out the room. Because I'll have nightmares. So I don't like things if it's scary, if I'm going to jump. Like, if it's too realistic. I just like stuff where it's like, oh, I wonder what's going to happen. Like, thrillers, but not thrillers where they're killing people. But thrillers more so like Joe on You is, like, stalking her.
Yeah.
He's too, but that's not really scary.
Yeah.
I don't want to be scared at all.
I don't want to be scared either.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite foods?
Ooh. So I'm pescatarian.
Ah.
So I can eat seafood literally all day long. That's majority of my things I'm going to eat is, like, seafood. But I would say definitely some fish. I like acai bowls.
Ooh, yeah.
For sure, just because you can put so many different types of fruit in them. And yeah. They always have a good, like, smoothie kind of base. So I'm going to say fish/seafood, acai bowls, and I'm trying to think. Probably just anything breakfast, too.
Yeah.
Like pancakes, French toast.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Oatmeal raisin.
Ooh, good one.
It's kind of a hot take. A lot of people don't like oatmeal raisin.
Yeah. Are you an adrenaline junkie?
No. I'm not that girl. Like, I don't want to go bungee jumping or what's the thing? Skydiving. Like, I wouldn't do that sorts of stuff. I would do things where it's like, I know nothing can go wrong. So, like, we can go on, like, a nice bike ride. Nice to walk, like, go skating, horseback riding, those sorts of things. But I don't like if my heart is beating too fast, because then it's like a horror movie and I'm scared again.
Oh, I'm the same way. And what is a fun fact that not a lot of people know about you?
Ooh. That's a good question. This question's gonna, like, haunt me, because I want it to be as fun as possible. I would say, I'm trying to think of something that you can't find on my social media. This isn't fun, but I'm 5'11".
Oh.
Most people don't know that. They think, apparently, like, based on my socials, I look short-ish. So they say they would guess, like, 5'5 or 5'6". But that's not really a fun fact, but that's, like,
it's a fun fact.
I'm 5'11". I'm left-handed.
Ooh.
My
best friend's left-handed, too.
Oh, I have, this is a weird fact. So I have a fear of being fully submerged in the water. So in the morning, I don't wash my face in the shower. Like, I'll shower and then wash my face after because I don't like my entire body being wet. It gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Oh.
That's not fun. That's a weird fact.
But I like it.
Once again, I've been speaking with social media content creator Maya Reese. I will see you all in my next episode where I'm chatting with Channing Weir from Six the Musical on the Norwegian Breakaway.